Top three, Zachary Hoop, the shortstop, to lead things off for Mount Vernon Nazarene. Facing Eric Petipis to start his third inning of the start. And he does start Hoop behind in the count, 0-1. Some fastball on the outer half. There's a deal, a comebacker right to Petipis. Great glove work on the bump. Flip to first is in time. Petipis has had to field his position twice already today. Is 2 for 2. And a tough, tough play to be made on that one. Hoop chopped it right back up the middle. Petipis still on top of that mound. Able to jump up and snag it and then complete the play over at first. Lineup turns back over to the left fielder, Grant Wheeler, who sees the first pitch strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count with one away here in the top of the third. Petipis will deliver, and there's a bouncing ball to the left side fielded by Whittington. Double pumps and throws to first. It is not in time. Wheeler, a whole lot of speed going down that first baseline. And Whittington, I think off the bat, thought that might have been a little bit sharper of a hop. A very damp left side of the infield slowed it down. He had to come up and double clutch to find his grip. Anytime you give Wheeler that extra pump or two, he's going to be able to beat you down the line. First pitch is a miss away. It'll be a 1-0 count to start for now the right fielder, Grant Moore. Runner on first is Wheeler. One gone here in the top of the third. Still no score on the Sarges scoreboard. And there's a strike across the plate to even the count at 1-1. Grant Moore in game one, 2 for 4. Pair of RBIs. There's a runner on first, and there's the deal. And it's going to be a wild pitch that gets away from Rubio behind the plate. Wheeler will advance to second. And there's now a runner in scoring position with a 2-1 count against Moore. No runs have crossed the plate yet for either the Cougars or the Maple Leafs. Petipis' delivery from the stretch is swung on and hit to center field. Padron will camp underneath, and that is going to be a flyout for out number two. Now two away here in the top of the third for the Cougar offense. Ryder Minnick, the second baseman, who at the start of the series was top five in the conference in batting average, has dropped down in the rankings a little bit as he drives one into center field. Padron drifts back and will make the grab for out number three. 4-3, 3 down in the top of the third for Mount Vernon. We'll go bottom three, still no score. 2 up for the Leafs. It's going to be Padron, and it turns back over to Godden Espino when we come back after this short intermission on the Go Leafs live stream.